Morning Watch, The Christian Life, Week 1, The Intrinsic Significance of the Christian Life. Monday, Related Verses. Mark 12, verse 30. And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart and from your whole soul and from your whole mind and from your whole strength. John 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. Philippians 1, verses 19 through 21. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we have judged this, that one died for all, therefore all died. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. But to us God has revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. 1 Peter 1, verse 8. Whom having not seen you love, and to whom, though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Related reading. We Christians should keep a clean conscience, but the main point of our Christian life is to live Christ. To live Christ should be our goal. Living Christ should be primary. All the troubles in our Christian life come because of our not living Christ. As we are engaged in our daily activities, our living should not be those activities, but Christ. Our mind should be concentrated on Christ, but this concentration of our mind depends upon our love for Christ. This is why the New Testament charges us to love Christ. If we do not love Christ, we cannot live him, and loving him is the best way to concentrate our entire being on him. When a young mother delivers a child, her whole living is that new baby. For her, to live is her new baby. This is because of her love for her child. When we love Christ to the uttermost, our entire being is occupied with him, and we live him. This was Paul's experience. To Paul, to continue to live was Christ, and if he should die, it was gain. Living Christ requires that we love him to the uttermost. Sometimes, when we have been very captivated by something, that night we would have a dream about that thing. Christ needs to captivate us to such an extent. To realize and participate in the deep and hidden things God has ordained and prepared for us requires us not only to believe in him, but also to love him. To fear God, to worship God, and to believe in God, that is, to receive God, are all inadequate. To love him is the indispensable requirement. To love God means to set our entire being, spirit, soul, and body, with the heart, soul, mind, and strength, absolutely on him. That is, to let our entire being be occupied by him and lost in him, so that he becomes everything to us, and we are one with him practically in our daily life. In this way, we have the closest and most intimate fellowship with God, and we are able to enter into his heart and apprehend all its secrets. Thus, we not only realize, but also experience enjoy, and fully participate in these deep and hidden things of God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10 says that the Spirit searches all things. The Greek word rendered searches includes active research and implies accurate knowledge and gained not by discovering, but by exploring. The Spirit of God explores the depths of God concerning Christ and shows them to us in our spirit for our realization and participation. The depths of God refers to the deep things of God, which are Christ in many aspects as our eternal portion, foreordained, prepared, and given to us freely by God. These have never arisen in man's heart, but are revealed to us in our spirit by God's Spirit. Hence, in order to partake of them, we must be spiritual. We must move, act, and live in our spirit that we may enjoy Christ as everything to us. When we love Him, not only does His Spirit abide in us, but also He Himself will manifest Himself to us. This means that we have the presence of the One whom we love in our fellowship with Him. We need to be brought more and more into the manifestation of the Son to us, with the Father and the Son making an abode with us. We need to go up the stairway of the Lord's salvation by loving Him. Then He will manifest Himself to us, and the Father and the Son will make their abode with us for our enjoyment.